T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome on in. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock. Leroy, I gotta say, Leroy.
No.
What a day you're starting off with today, dude. What a day.
Can I just tell you why? Because this barbecue thing has me heated.
Oh, this debate. You had to get this topic in today.
I did. And I accidentally sent
two teams in the championship, and you're like, no, we're starting off.
Nobody's playing till tomorrow.
We're starting off with this. It's media day. It's a big day.
The only thing that's going on right now is Roland Garros.
I know, but did you see Coco Gauff? She is added to the Jimmy Butler lore. We'll get to it. We'll get to the sound later on. But she is Coco Gauff from Del Rey. She is a huge Heat fan, huge Jimmy Butler fan.
Right.
And apparently, this has been there's more to the Jimmy Butler prediction lore that Coco Gauff added yesterday while at the what the hell do they call it? Roland Garros at the French Open.
The French Open.
Ah,
good guess.
Is that is Roland Garros an actual person?
No, it's the isn't he? I think he is. He's the
one would think, right?
Yeah.
Is he the greatest French player of all time?
Dude.
Somebody get Joe. He knows tennis. Anyway, get some headlines, which is really just Leroy's rant, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Okay, so what are you upset about? What are you heated about?
I'm not being mean. So here's the deal. Why, when you spend your whole life working for something, then you flop on the ground and cry?
I mean, he's happy, dude. Why?
But you work for this. You should expect this. So when you get there, why are you crying?
Oh, my God, Leroy.
I don't know, dude.
Do you know? Like, you say, I worked my whole life so I could do this, right? And then you get there.
Because there's a lot of people around you that are doing the same thing, working their entire lives, doing the same thing as you. And then when you get there, you're just happy that you made it.
Okay, be happy.
Okay. So what? He's emotional. Are you going to blame his tears?
Oh, my. Blame his tears. Man up, ladybug. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Get to what you're upset about, which is you're lashing out. You've lashed out at a few things today. One, JFig was trying to fix your camera. I was trying to fix your mic. And you're lashing out at the dude who just won at the French Open.
He didn't win. It's not even. He didn't even win the actual French Open.
But
he won a match.
I said one.
He won a match.
I didn't say that he won the French Open.
This term
I said
is
he
like
won
2 weeks long.
I know. I know. But what are you upset about that has you so heated today?
You know what? It would be the equivalent to Tyreek Hill crying because he caught a bomb in practice.
No, that's not the equivalent. It'd be like in a game, I would understand, like week two.
Yeah, week two. And guess what you would say? Wait, you know what? Because you have your players. You have your players that if they were to act like that, you'd be like, oh, look at me.
Well, wasn't
look at me.
Wasn't week two the Baltimore Ravens game, greatest game I've ever seen in my life?
Huh?
The Baltimore Ravens game, greatest game I've ever seen in my life?
That game was good.
I mean, the best. That game was the best.
That was best.
Love that game. No, okay, so again, I ask you for the fourth time. What has you so heated?
So, you know, we got into this situation yesterday talking about Kyle and his chip bringing.
Oh,
and I just happened to be on
Kyle.
I just happened to be perusing, and I hit a Reddit article that asked a very simple question. If you or somebody bring something over to your house.
I just realized what Kyle he was talking about.
You thought Kyle Lowry?
Yes.
Kyle Lowry would bring
this
chips.
This man
to
is
party.
Talking about the
no, he
chips.
Wouldn't. Kyle Lowry bringing meat. Like, come on. Nothing about him says I'm bringing something light.
This is what really is upsetting you this morning?
Yes.
I can't deal with you.
Because
at least we haven't started off with the Stephen A. Smith topic.
Because, wait. So, if you bring something over to somebody's house.
Yep.
For a picnic, barbecue, whatever. And nobody eats it. And especially has to do with alcohol. Can you take it when you leave?
I'm under the impression no. I feel like if I bring something to a party, that's the person who I'm going to's party. I feel like that's part of the custom of bringing something.
You're right. It is surrendered immediately once it crosses the threshold of the door.
I feel like that's the way it should go, Dan.
But today,
by the way.
Here is why I'm so frustrated by this. Because my boy.
He literally woke up this morning and said, I'm mad.
No, he sent a text last night, this long thread.
This was in the afternoon, I think.
My boy had a 50th birthday party a while ago. And I brought a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
Wow, good friend.
I give it to him. Thanks, dog. Thanks. Dap each other up, bro hug, whatever. Happy 50th. I go to get a glass. I come back. He said, dog, we ain't drinking that now. I'll put that in the back.
Okay.
And I'm like, what?
You did want to kind of get a little bit.
I thought we were sharing.
If I wasn't partaking in this.
You wouldn't have got it.
I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Not bringing the good for you to drink with your boys next week.
Yeah.
It's for me to share with you now on your 50th birthday.
Yeah, we're
right?
enjoying it together.
I snatched that bottle and opened it right in front of him.
So did you ever?
It was gone before I came
right
back.
Now.
So you never got to. You never got to.
No, we went and bought another bottle.
So did you take the
That's
bottle
crazy.
Home?
We went and bought another bottle.
Well, you bought another bottle?
Yes.
So you were 500 into this party?
Yes.
To be mad at yourself.
So that's why I'm having this dilemma because, listen, I encourage people to take stuff home with them.
Oh, yeah.
I cook a lot of food.
Yeah, right. You cook for an
There's
army.
There's always some you know, extra stuff or what have you.
You host a hell of a party. Now, I don't ever remember bringing food to your
parties. Because I tell people don't bring nothing.
You have a lot of food when you come
I say
to
don't bring nothing. I used to say don't bring nothing. But Fonz, who was the coordinator of this, he said, don't go crazy. Everybody's bringing something. And so I immediately.
Kyle brought the chips.
Dude, let me tell you something. Hey, this is a mess for everybody to come over my house with food, right? Chips and dip is not a part, a approved gift.
No.
Well.
No, it's not.
No.
I don't care about Nana's dip.
No.
Special dip. And then they got to tell the story. This is not just everyday regular dip. This is a recipe from my grandmother. I don't. Care.
You saved that
it's
for your own part.
Right.
That's your own part.
So what is?
So
what
are like that? I'm happy.
So what are the
really?
So what is the quality? Like you want a dessert, something like that?
You can bring a dessert. You can bring if you like a certain beer.
I know that. I'll tell you.
You can bring it.
I'll tell you this happened actually recently because this whole controversy happened. I am like I said off the bat, I am of the belief if I bring something to Leroy's, that's Leroy's.
Okay, yeah, it stays there.
That's my philosophy.
Right.
Recently. I don't know who it was, but my father-in-law, he invites a lot of people to holidays. It's like his thing. He likes to invite. He'll invite neighbors, the whole thing. And so I don't remember if it was an in-law. I don't remember if it was a neighbor. I don't know who it was, but they brought a bundt cake for, like, nothing bundt cakes. One of those nice cakes.
Ooh. That's a nice cake. Ooh. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that's, hey, so,
That's a good bring.
That's the Johnny Walker Blue of
people.
Sweets.
Yes,
that's a top-notch bring.
Right? It's a top-notch bring. But they so they bring it as the dessert. This offended my father-in-law afterwards because as the party ends, not the whole thing wasn't eaten. You know, it's a lot of different options at a holiday. Pies, Cubans, flan, lots of. I'm with you. I'm not a huge flan fan, but it's there. So I would say like probably 3/4 of this bundt cake was left, and the original bringers of said bundt cake, they took it home.
No,
that's crazy.
No,
took it home.
No,
hey, I would have armbarred his ass.
No,
hold up, player.
Because my father-in-law goes to the he goes to the next morning. He's a snacker. He wanted some bundt cake.
Right.
Gone.
Wait,
they
took
that
bundt
cake.
So hold on. So this was at your dad's house,
father-in-law's
house. And
I'm so embarrassed to do that.
How you? If you bring something like that. It's almost Ocean's 11 to get that cake out of there without somebody calling you a bum.
Yeah, somebody right? being like, wait, what are you doing with the cake?
Right? Nobody noticed?
No one noticed.
That's how he got away with
no
it.
No one noticed.
Because if somebody noticed, because then it's an awkward situation. Oh, you wanted a piece? Right? It's awkward.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are we doing? What are you? First of all, unless you call and ask, and the host says, you know what? Bring some chips or some dip or something like that. But I got to tell you, when you have ribs, chicken, hamburgers, and hot dogs, ain't nobody think about no damn chips and dip. Right? No. No. So, no.
So what is the, but like, I know. Like it.
I don't know.
I feel like it has to be offered by the host who you brought it to. So if I bring you whatever. If I brought you any type of, hey, just bring it home. We're not going to eat this. It has to
right.
be given back.
Right.
Once I cross into your threshold, that's your set item.
I got to tell you, I only break out the special to-go boxes for certain people. I always let people take food home because, you know, our family ain't as many people over
right,
there.
Right, right.
We ain't going to eat it. So I always say pack a plate for, you know, if you got a husband or, hey, bring a plate home to mom and dad or what have you. Right? But here's the deal. The only time I will expect you to take what you brought home is if you know I don't like it. So all flying you, all people that
like
bring
that
flying.
That potato pie?
That potato pie. Well,
that can stay home.
I put it outside.
Just for future reference, if you ever go to a shindig at the Hordes, no flan.
Yeah.
Or that.
Don't
or
flan,
or
no
I'll say, if they say, hey, you want me to bring anything to drink? I don't drink. Like multiple different types of thing. I drink one beer. I don't just drink any scotch or something like that, right? So I'm simple. I don't do a whole lot. So I would say, bring what you like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
If I say that, then and you bring Heinekens and that what's that?
Dos Equis.
Bring your beer home.
I don't drink. Stella. I'm like, take it out. So one time, and it's Kyle, again, they
Kyle,
brought
man.
A big box of
really don't like Kyle.
Bud Platinum.
Oh,
right. So I don't like again. I don't know about beer, so I don't know. They were drinking the hell out of it. There was some left. That Platinum was still there on Monday from the last time they came over. So I told them, if y'all bring raggedy liquor over here. And I got to store it in my garage refrigerator, I'm charging rent. So either bring better product or take it with you.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
But ultimately, this goes down to the original point. You still feel like you need to give the okay for it to be taken home. Like if you did like something that was brought and you did want those leftovers – you feel like that if I had some type of thing that I brought to your house.
Yes.
And you did like it. Let's say I brought empanadas.
Ooh.
Okay. Let me say I brought a little half moon. I brought and whatever.
Yeah.
And they were left over. Those are your empanadas. But I, if I took those empanadas without asking,
but
took them back, that's a bad look.
But I will always go through what's left and tell people. Because what I would do with, if you brought empanadas and there was some left over, I would tell others to take a plate and put some empanadas in there. I wouldn't necessarily save them for me.
Yeah, because but my point is it's yours to divvy up at that point.
Right. I'm like, what?
Like if I left and I saw, oh, Leroy has 7 pulled porks left. Those are mine. I brought them here. I'm taking them home. I think that's in poor taste.
I always take them home in my stomach. Like, if there's like a half of nothing bundt cake left and I really want it, I just start eating as much bundt cake as I can and then
get full.
Right. Like, if you
cake.
Want some, like, take a slice if you brought the bundt cake.
Yeah. Or say, like, right. Oh, my grandma's back home. She doesn't get
I'm
out
bringing
much.
Bring back the whole bundt cake.
No.
And I'll tell you that I've done this. My kids would say, ooh, I want one. I say, well, I'm going to bring one to the party. I've gotten a small one and left it at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring theirs. It's a gift. And then we get home, we have bundt cake or whatever.
Right.
But it's just, like, come on, man.
I got to say, though, for Harold, I kind of get it with him. That's a present. You know, I have my present.
So
on the wall.
It's his birthday. Wait, that's what I'm saying. Is it a birthday present or a party favor?
Johnny Blue is a very
party,
nice present.
Party
wait,
favor.
Who's Harold?
My boy. He was my roommate in Minnesota.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you were over there when he was over. I know Toba's met him.
It's a blurred line, though.
Oh. Right.
That's a blurred line.
But when I said I was going to get a cup, what did that mean that, ooh, quick, I could
to
go
me, like,
hide it?
To me, that's like holding. Like, you could call it on every play if you want to, but there's some interpretation of the rule.
But, I mean, if your friend brings you a bottle and is like, ooh, look what I got us, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to save it for a special occasion. Bye.
And I know Harold. I'm going to tell you exactly what he was thinking. Here's what he was thinking. He said, now, if I open this bottle, then all these people who over there drinking Jack and Cokes gonna all of a sudden want some of this, and I ain't gonna be able to have none later, you know, at a later date, right? I knew what he was thinking, but you always say, hey, wanna, yeah.
Sigame, Leroy, yeah. Sigame. You go in the room, you pour yourself a little something, and you're going to put the rest of this away.
Right.
But you and me together.
Yeah, right.
Agreed.
Like you have one drink with your boy, and then
the
after that, all bets are off. But, like, to go take the whole bottle, even in the box, and put it in the back and put it as part of your liquor display.
Yeah, you're having the commoner's.
I'm mad as hell.
Yeah, you're having the commoner's liquor.
Right. Like you say, drink some Jack. I'm like, dude. That's why I brought this.
Right.
Because I don't want to drink Jack. We got Crown. No. Don't try to. He tried to, you know.
Try to downsell you on that.
He tried to downsell
you. Down allowed
but you can like drink as much Crown as you want.
They go to McDonald's and they say, you know what? Don't supersize it. You need a small. Right? That's basically what he did to me.
We can have one cup of Johnny Walker, or you can drink all the Crown you want.
No. I don't drink like that. So it don't matter.
Ralph, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Listen, I got a better one for you, right? So we have a family member that every time we plan like a family meal, we're like, oh, we're going to bring this, you bring this. She's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm not going to eat. I'll be there later. And it's the first one to go in the house and
eat
take
up.
7 plates of food. No, take 7 plates of food for her son, her son's girlfriend, her dad that's going to be at the house for the next day, for everybody, and never brings a plate of food. Ever.
Nobody called her out on it?
We did. We called her out, and guess what happened? She divorced him.
What?
She divorced him, and they didn't want to talk to any of us.
Wow. Minus one.
I was like, I'm out of here. She said, I don't want to deal with this. I'm out.
Wow.
She was. You know what that is? That's
what
called
is
a divorce out of a sheer embarrassment of being called
shameful
out.
Divorce.
It's Listen, shameful.
If you do something like that, you're going to get called out by me. I don't care who you are. I do not say. I'm calling your ass out.
We think alike. Because you know I call folks out.
There you go, Ralph.
That's crazy.
Wait. Wow. Here's what I would say. In all fairness to everybody who comes over to my house,
yeah,
they always ask, right?
Yeah.
And wanted to avoid that situation, because most people tend to bring what they like. You know what I mean? I just say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Here's what I'm having, right? If, you know, you want to bring some cookies or something like that, something everybody will eat. So I try to have everybody bring something that's going to contribute to the meal instead of just saying, you know what? Bring something. Because I got 37 bags of chips, Kyle, in my pantry.
Is that Kyle?
Kyle!
Last night before I went to bed, I was thinking about you, Leroy. Where we're from, number one, you tell everybody, if you want something specific, bring it. Other than that, I got you covered. And it is hugely disrespectful to run out of food.
Oh,
hey,
he's right.
It gets me angry.
Hey, dude, you wanna be kicked out of the Down South Club? That means you can no longer have barbecues, cookouts. Nobody will come over.
If
they go, hey, remember that time in 73 when they ran out of food? Ooh. You can't go over there. You can't go over there. They don't look. They say, hey, last time we went over at T House, we went over for Thanksgiving. They had a limited small turkey. Everybody ain't getting no turkey. We can't go over there.
Ain't going back.
We can't have that party over there.
If you have a party for 100 people, you cook for 250.
Yeah, that's Louisiana stuff right there.
Richie, what's up, man?
That's Cuban.
Hey, Tobin, what's up, my man?
How are you, buddy?
Long time no hear. Listen, man, I got to give you guys credit, man. I haven't heard from you. You know, I haven't called in, Tobin, much. You know, I'm a little depressed because of my Knicks. But regardless, I want to commend you Heat fans. You guys, man, come on, man. You guys beat Milwaukee, beat us up, beat Boston, and now you're ready to go. But guess what, man? This party's over. This party's over. I'm going to Walmart right now buying some brews for you guys. All right?
All you fans. Richie.
Can clean up that stinking arena.
Richie.
Go ahead, Paul.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
It is in very poor taste by you.
To
for your team to lose.
Richie gives props and he goes, yeah, but now it's over. Then the next thing Richie's going to say is like, well, listen, I want to give you guys props.
Now I hung up on him.
There he goes. I want to give you guys props for beating Denver, but it's going to rain on your parade. Hey. Oh, it's going to rain on that parade day.
Here, first of all, if you are a fan of a team, you ride that team, okay? You're a Knicks fan, Richie. Y'all lost. Okay, keep it moving. You have two choices at that point. You root for the team that beat you, or you just be quiet, right? Under no circumstances can you then root for the team that plays the team that beat you.
I think he's changed his name to Richiech because he's become Serbian. He's going to be rooting for Jokic.
Richiech.
Let's take it quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Break back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560.
Yep.
The Stanley Cup's coming in today. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
And it's miserly old Holder. Now I'm joking.
I want this guy, like Dan Day.
I want him to come in like a top hat.
Yes.
And
I want white gloves. I want a handlebar mustache. I want him to, have some kind of...
But he's going to come in and you're expecting, like, somebody with a fancy name. My name is Lewis. He's going to say, I'm Bill. Yeah, this is my side job.
Yeah, like, if it's a guy coming in with a cut-off flannel and he just looks Canadian.
No, then he's going to have the sandals with the hook on the back. He's going to have big calves, cargo shorts.
Big question. Are we allowed to touch it? Like, what's the rules? What's the rule? So, we're not players.
Let me say this. If I want to touch that, who's stopping me?
I don't know. The keeper of the cup.
We going to see then.
He might have some nunchucks and weapons.
Who protecting the cup? Jason Momoa?
What if he looks like the mountain?
Huh?
What if he looks like the mountain?
He ain't going to be playing with cups. He ain't going to play with Stanley Cups. So this guy, this is a nice gig. You just travel all over. Why is he in Florida? They start in.
I think they want to do. Well, there's a lot of. First of all, he's got time because it's going to go off to Vegas. So Cats are practicing today. I bet they're doing a lot of media. And so that's probably why. But it's going to be the. I bet you it'll, you know, doing a little bit of pub. They want to get the word out, you know? That's probably why.
All right.
But it is cool. Like we've had Larry O'Brien. Like the Heat have been cool enough to bring Larry the three Larrys before. That's been cool.
I've never touched an NFL championship.
Would you ever touch the Lombardi Trophy? Like if the Lombardi Trophy came today, you wouldn't touch it.
Lombardi could kick rocks. I'm hurt. You know what? That's probably one reason why I've probably never been a Super Bowl.
Just hurts.
It's not that it hurts. It's like, what am I doing here? I am a football player, not playing football, and I'm at a football, you know, thing. Mm. Like, it's a weird thing.
I get you. I tell you one thing I don't like. So I did this interview with this radio site, Barrett Sports Media. They do a lot of media coverage.
How many have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing a lot. A lot. I was on with Cleveland yesterday.
With who? Who?
Fox and somebody was filling in. Some guy, Fedor. Oh, okay. I was like, hey, Fedor like the fighter? They're like, no. He was a Cavs beat reporter. I was like, oh, okay. So I did that. I'm going on Denver tomorrow. You know, they don't know what they're in for. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of hits. Been doing a lot. One I completely forgot about. I was on with BetQL on Monday. I was like, oh, what? And
a busy guy.
Yeah. But this one, this wasn't an interview like about the Heat. Like, they actually wanted to, like, talk about the show and all that. This article starts off talking about the Bob Jinx. I immediately almost threw my phone out the window. I was like, what is this? You start off with the Bob Jinx story. So they're talking about how I'm not allowed to go talk to Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Taken out of context.
Where was this?
Barrett Sports Media. It's I'm tagged on it. I'll send it to you, Jennifer.
I gotta look at it.
I don't like you taking joy.
Hey, so they say, so what's this thing about being the mush?
Yes! I don't like it.
Oh, this is awesome.
And they just brought it up. It wasn't you talking
I talked about it, but it was kind of as an aside. I didn't think it was going to lead off the article, you know? I wanted to talk about how I hate ESPN. And they were like, that was at the bottom of the article.
News is spreading.
It says, Sergei Bobrovsky was having an excellent start to the year until he appeared on Tobin and Leroy, 5:60 QAM.
Hey, no!
No!
It wasn't Tobin and Leroy!
Listen,
it was just Tobin!
Listen.
I'm not part of the mush!
It doesn't matter. It's the name of the show. Tobin, one of the show's hosts, has a good relationship with Bobrovsky, booked him as a guest, but the interview can be traced back to a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Wow.
It led...
I feel like I'm watching Game of Thrones or something. Like, harbinger of what?
Is Ernest Hemingway writing this article?
Do that line again.
Brendan Tobin, one of the show's hosts, has a good relationship with Bobrovsky and had booked him as a guest. But the interview can be traced back to a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
You're a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
I am not a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yes.
It led Bobrovsky to lose playing time to a journeyman goalie, Alex Lyon, and caused fans of the midday program to speculate the legitimacy, considering Tobin a bona fide jinx.
That's wonderful.
Oh my goodness. That is glorious. I mean, dude, come on. I mean, can I record that?
I am not a harbinger.
Can I record that one line, harbinger of...
Record it.
I'm going to just play it.
Make sure you press play.
Hold on.
This is ridiculous.
I just want to.
You want me to just read that one more time?
Wait, hold on.
Let me get. All right.
Guys trying to be Charles Dickens on your
You know we
Jinx.
Have. You know he can send you the.
Okay. Go.
Seriously.
No.
So you want, you send it. You're pointing at yourself.
Oh, my bad.
So you just want me to read this for
just
you?
Just read that.
Read it.
Brendan Tobin, one of the show's hosts, has a good relationship with Sergei Bobrovsky and booked him as a guest. But the interview can be traced back as a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
That's it.
It led Bobrovsky to lose playing time to journeyman goalie Alex Lyon and caused fans of the midday radio program to speculate as the legitimacy of considering Tobin as a bona fide jinx.
That boy good!
That's my favorite
one. He's not good! Get on the hell, jinx. Derek!
Wait! Boy, he used big words to say something I've been trying to say.
To basically say, Tobin's a mush.
Yes! Yes!
I don't like this.
Yes!
I don't like this.
He used fancy words. I use simple words. You're a mush.
I thought we were going to talk about career, media coverage.
Did I hurt you right here?
Yes! This is the first thing that he goes with?
I mean, harbinger. Anytime you hear the word harbinger, it's not good. I feel like you never heard of nothing being a harbinger of nice, right? It's a harbinger of death, harbinger of misfortune. A harbinger starts off.
I'm not a harbinger
as an
of misfortune.
Adjective of bad.
I haven't even heard of anybody using the term harbinger.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I
not,
love it.
Oh, no.
It's
you know the last time I heard. That's like Kane in the new Avengers.
And
he's a harbinger of death.
I just want to say a couple things to. What the hell is this guy's name again? Derek Futterman. Derek, I'm not a harbinger of strife. Or misfortune. The fact that you say I'm a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
You got two.
What was your response to all of this?
What do you mean what was my response?
It was an article.
It was an article.
I don't know, but I thought you were on the show.
No. This was an article, JP. Okay, they interviewed me about the show and what's it like covering two teams in the championship. Oh, la, 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 la. And this guy, this is exactly why athletes don't trust the media. This is exactly why.
It came full circle.
You take stuff out of context and then you use it on us.
Really?
Point for Tobin.
Really? Now you want no. You go ahead, harbinger. Misfortune.
Wow. You're a sensational journalist, Futterman.
Oh my goodness. I got to tell you.
Look, say what you want to say about it,
the and then language.
Post your response.
A harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yes. That's not just misfortune.
That's what he does.
Harbinger strife. Of misfortune is bad enough. Strife and misfortune.
Hell, strife.
I don't know. I got it. You know what? That's
a big word.
That is strife. Let me see.
Oh, man. Take a quick break. 15 minutes of heat. We'll hear a little bit from the Nuggets coach on this upcoming matchup next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. NBA Finals get going tomorrow night, 8:30. Tip-off from the Ball. Is it Ball Arena, Ball Center? I think it's Ball Arena. So,
Ball Arena.
Ball Arena in Denver. Today's media day.
Ball Arena?
Yeah.
Ballerina?
Isn't that the same as Ballerina?
You know what? It
pretty
actually, kind of, yeah.
No, it is.
Well, I think it's an A for an E, but yes, I mean, it is. It's close.
It's B-A-L-L-A-R, Ball Arena.
It's Ball Arena, B-A-L-L, Ball Arena, Ballerina, Ballerina.
But Ballerina is B-A-L-L-E.
I'm getting confused.
Ball Arena.
Oh! Ball Arena, two words.
Yeah, come on.
What did you think of what?
Minus one.
Oh. I thought, so who's ball?
I don't know.
Minus one.
Maybe.
Because I thought it was one word.
No.
I think LeVar Ball, all of that, you know, he's invested. He now has the naming rights to the Denver Nuggets.
Minus one.
Well, how about he get a kid healthy enough to play basketball, then we talk?
LaMelo's not hurt. He just is on a team that stinks.
Who got hurt?
Lonzo.
Lonzo
hadn't played in two seasons.
Lonzo's got a bad
knee.
They're saying his career is in jeopardy.
Because of a knee?
Yeah. Yeah. Having those issues. So,
right.
Yeah, it used to be the Pepsi Center, now the Ball Arena.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Just Ball?
It Let's see, ball.
Ball in general sponsors, you know, like any spherical round bouncing object is.
No, it's got to be a company.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ball Arena. The Ball Corporation. Let's see. Ball.
And they're getting their money's
best
worth.
Best known for early production of glass jars, lids, and related products.
Oh, yeah. That's those things that, you know, you put preserves in and stuff like that.
Huh.
Stop, Dan.
You've never seen the little ball glasses, like when people are making preserves and pickling like,
are
things?
Are you doing a bit right now?
No.
Like, are you doing a bit right now? You
no,
actually
they
know
sell,
what this
is?
Is
real.
They sell,
you know
they sell, what this is? They come in like a box of 12.
Yeah.
And it's just empty jars. Right?
But somebody made billions off this?
That's yeah. only that's only down south. Right?
Oh, really?
They don't do that everywhere. Like,
but why do they own it in Denver? It's headquartered in Colorado, though.
Where it's made. Is
metal containers.
I promise you, I grew up with them jars all over the place.
I'll bring it in Friday. I'll bring in some ball glasses Friday.
But here's the deal, Dan. Where we from, don't throw that pickle jar away.
I got rooms full of junk.
Look at it right now. Like, how did they change the game, though? It looks like a mason jar.
They're nice little jars. That's what you put preserves and pickled figs. Like, you know how many pickled figs are in there, Leroy? How many ball jars?
But doesn't this go back to, like, this?
Jam, like, when people make homemade jam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, how did these guys get billions? Are they the first?
No, it's because in the hippie hipster culture that I live in, we like to pickle things and like to do jams and jellies and all vegan natural
stuff. I
understand,
but isn't that, like, don't you get that from some mountain man who's, like, blowing glass, you know?
No, they use
wilderness.
It. The moonshiners. Moonshiners, you get a jar like that.
Those ball glasses are nice.
And wait, and here's what it does.
It does like, look nice.
You put a lid on top of it, and then you screw on top of that. The top part's not one piece.
Yeah, no. It comes with a little flat piece, and then you have the other little screw piece that you screw on top.
Yes.
I'm looking on Amazon right now. How much do I get?
I can bring one in on Friday when I come in.
You,
no worries.
Listen.
I get a 4-pack for $17. Seems reasonable.
Here's the deal. Hey, growing up in the hood, if you walk down the street, somebody was drinking Kool-Aid out of an old pickle jar.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't. It was red. Well, because they bum juice, they just drink out of the bottle.
No, I mean, the last time I went to Tennessee, like, you could, of course, have the moonshine out of the mason jar, like they were selling that, like at the old smoky distillery.
Fire.
Yeah, really good.
That stuff is strong, huh?
Yeah.
So good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Uh-huh.
And that's why everybody talks like they have peanut butter in their mouth up there. Because
they ain't got no teeth?
I don't know.
Was it real smooth?
Some flavors. I mean, they have everything. They had, like, you know, from watermelon to, you know, they're just straight dragon breath.
Yeah, I like the dragon breath. I like to know what I'm doing.
So that's what you and D Witten did?
Yeah.
Sip moonshine?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
And then they got a bluegrass band right outside. I mean, you feel real country.
That's not country. That's country.
Country.
Well, from Rocky Top to the Rocky Mountains, let's hear from Michael Malone. Michael Malone, he's a good coach. Good coach.
He is. He's getting a little fed up with he's pulling the old Tobin.
He did. He pulls out.
He's been pulling the whole playoffs.
This is a team that is. I got to work my way into some hate for this team. You know, that's how I fuel my watching.
You guys are
samesies. Kind of.
They ain't getting no love either.
Kind
the
of.
Number one seed in all of basketball. Getting no love.
Right?
He's also, like, showing a lot of love to the Heat. Like,
I
they're
know.
Not an 8 seed.
I
they're
know.
The best team. They're
like,
overlooked.
Hey.
I kind of like with this.
Hey, don't fall for the niceties.
Don't
fall for it.
Like, here's Michael Malone. This is on what makes Jimmy Butler such a challenge. Here is the Denver Nuggets head coach heading into the finals.
You know, you could get into the basketball, the skill level. You know, for me, when I look at Jimmy Butler, what separates him from most players is the drive, you know, the competitive spirit within him, relentless attack. And it was really cool seeing the press conference they showed from last year when they lost and how everything he talked about in that moment kind of came to fruition a year later, and he has this team back in the finals. So I think what makes Jimmy hard to guard is we know he's talented, he's big, he's strong, he can get to his spots on the court. He has the gift of drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line. But he's a big moment player. He's not scared, he's tough, he's relentless, and he's a warrior. And I think that's why from the play-in games to that first round series against a really good Milwaukee team with great defensive players, like Drew Holiday said, it didn't matter who was guarding him. You know, Jimmy was going to, you know, get where he wanted to go. So, and it's not just on Aaron Gordon. It's on all five guys on the floor to try to slow him up and to give him different looks. And we'll be ready.
Yeah, dude, it is crazy how Aaron Gordon's kind of turned into their stopper. Like, you just remember his, like, Orlando days where he was, like, he was just, like, I had dunks in
there. I still look at him from dunk contest.
I know. He's not that, though. But, like, right, that's what happens when you go to a better team.
Right.
You go to a better team, they figure out how to use you and use your athleticism.
Well, he's very similar to Caleb Martin in that very athletic, does a lot of different things, and can push the ball and get to the rim. I mean, Caleb does a lot of those things. So I'd be interested to see how they're going to guard, because you know Bam's going to be on Jokic.
God, Bam's got such a series ahead of him. A lot of pressure on Bam.
Who's going to do Porter Jr.? Who's going to guard Porter Jr.? Who's going to guard – because Porter Jr. is just as tall as Jokic.
Yep.
I would say Jimmy will probably be on Gordon.
Jamal. Well, who's going to be on Jamal Murray?
They're going to throw a lot of different. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. Like, they he don't throw a lot of like one on ones like on everybody. Like, you're going to get a little bit of everybody depending on time and situation.
Right.
The thing that's going to be interesting, they use so much. You know, they use a lot of their zone. Like, will they do that with this series? Because Jokic is a bit of a zone buster. Like, that's what makes him so special. So the thing is, though, like, I can't put anything out past Eric Spoelstra. Like, you know, he's gonna,
I can't right. That's what I'm saying. Out. I'm interested to see what the plan is going to be, because I'm curious, and we can sit here and figure it out. We can sit here and figure it out, and it doesn't make sense when we talk about
it. They're such a big team. Like, I mean, like
Kevin Love.
Well, here's the thing. I know it's not. I know it looks like defensive, but I'm just talking from a rebounding standpoint. That's kind of what they did against the Knicks. Like, they had such a size thing they had to make up. And he's not going to play. He's not going to play a ton, because in the crunch minutes, they're going to go back to eventually this closing lineup of Bam, Caleb, Jimmy,
you know what I would do,
Gabe or Kyle, and then or Gabe and a shooter, or Kyle and a shooter. Like, that's how the lineup's going to finish every single game.
Dust off Big Yurt,
dude. No, what are you talking about? He's gonna go to Big Yurt. He's gonna be first playoff minutes. Are gonna be against the best player in the world.
Use your 6'5", baby. I'm like,
I honestly, gotta
I want you to be aggressive.
Here's what
I want
to
you to
saying.
Frustrate him. And then you come over, and you double him every now and then, but you just stay on Jokic. I want you to body him. Don't let him get into the paint and take your fouls.
To what you're saying, I wouldn't hate it, as opposed to Cody Zeller, because I'm a little Zellered out. Which, by the way, Spo does too. Spo seems like he's Zellered out too.
Hey, dude, he's 25 years old. He already is bald and wears glasses. like he looks like the oldest guy on the team, doesn't he?
It's crazy.
He looks older than UD.
Here is Michael Malone also talking about they got to use their illegal air, that high altitude.
You know, with a guy like Jimmy, you got to give him different looks. I mean, you cannot guard him with the same player or the same scheme over a game, over four quarters, or a series. And that's going to be a challenge to give him different looks and to keep him off the foul line. You know, he's third in the playoffs in free throw attempts per game. I think around 9.1. We know a lot of their guys are real big shot fake players, so the discipline to stay down, be the second man off the floor, give them one shot is going to be really important. And the last thing I would say is that we have to continue to get out and run. You know, we're second in the playoffs in fast break points per game. In our two head-to-head meetings, we only averaged 9.5 fast break points against them, which is our third lowest against our 29 opponents. So getting pace, getting fast break, getting attack, getting altitude into this series while home will be really important.
All right, Michael.
He didn't know. No.
Use that illegal air. All right, dude. He's not, you know what? In a way, I respect it, the shamelessness of it, just to say, oh, let's get altitude into this series.
Well, according to ESPN, we have the humidity.
Right.
That we take advantage of.
So they're just, he's like, we're going to get altitude into this series. I see you, Michael Malone. Just putting it all out there. What?
That's stupid.
What do you mean? What? He said it, not me.
You know what an air condition does?
Hmm?
And pressure.
Conditions the air.
Nah, dude, not in an arena. Everybody knows about the illegal air. You can't manufacture that. They tried with the Rockies. You remember they tried to put the humidifier for the balls? Didn't work. What? I'm telling you, dude. He's telling you right now.
I would prefer that you say stuff like that on break.
Why?
So that way they don't both think we both stupid.
No, no. Oh, because you're upset that Tobin and Leroy was both put into the article?
No, no. Listen, they could put all of our names on that paper. Everybody know that's you. Everybody know who we talk about.
Listen, you only said one person with strife and misfortune.
Yes. Wow. Harbinger.
Harbinger.
Harbinger. Harbinger. Let's not forget Harbinger.
What's up, Smitty?
Hey, what's up, my brothers? How you guys doing today?
What's good, happening? Buddy?
Hey, I got two surprises for you. One, I know you guys are big Dolphin fans, but I got these tickets I'm going to send you guys. Get your address if you could text it to me or whatever. My dad used to print the tickets back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s for the Dolphins, the Heat, the Canes, and all that. I got these season tickets from the early 70s. I'm going to send you guys some. All just right. For your souvenir, you can guys put it in there for your little souvenir area.
Cool, Smitty.
And they're a complete set out of the printer that my dad used to do these. The second, I called yesterday that Boston radio station, the Hub.
Yeah.
Man, just to listen to what they had to say, my gosh, they were so mad. Miami shouldn't have won, blah, blah, blah. And then I called in. They actually took my phone call.
Wow.
So I said, hey, guys. Because I'm from Salt Lake. If it was 3:05, they probably wouldn't have answered me.
Right about
but
that.
Since I'm Salt Lake, they answered. So I said, hey, guys, how does it feel to lose in the same building to the Heat and the Panthers? They hung up on me so fast.
Oh, you got him, Smitty. I appreciate it.
Smitty,
I figured you guys liked that one.
Oh, hey, yeah. Well, I'll put you on hold, man. We'll get your info, and we'll take a quick break. All right, thanks for the call, Smitty. Appreciate it. All right, we'll be back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.